Summer movie season is just getting started. It's not unusual for stars like Tom Cruise to be everywhere on TV and in magazines talking up their new films. In Cruise's case, the Steven Spielberg sci-fi drama War of the Worlds due out at the end of the month. Most of the chatter, though, is not about the movie. It's about Tom Cruise's romance with a young actress, Katie Holmes, who's in this summer's Batman Begins. And Tom Cruise is spilling his guts on entertainment and talk shows like Oprah.
This is beyond smitten. This is gone.
I'm standing on your couch.
Yeah, I know. This is gone. This is gone. This is gone. This is gone.
She's an extraordinary woman. She really is very special person.
Okay, maybe that's just too much information. Say some industry observers who believe that Cruise's disclosures about his romance and his membership in the Church of Scientology may hurt the career of one of Hollywood's most bankable stars. Joining me now to talk about it is Claude Brodesser. He hosts the entertainment industry program The Business on member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Madeline.
So listening to that bit from Oprah, he just sounds like a man in love. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, the clip on Oprah has become something of like a Hollywood Zapruder film. It's been dissected on blogs like Defamer frame by frame. Here you can see on the grassy knoll chair, Cruise standing near the book depository. And it just goes on. I think this is something akin, maybe, and I'm because none of us were in that studio, to the Dean Scream. That is, when you're there, it's maybe not so out of control. Actors feed on adulation, and certainly when you're a film actor, despite the fact that you're constantly, you know, being reached for and grabbed at and photographed, when you're working, you're alone on the set with a director and, you know, a handful of grips, and that's that. And when you're in an audience, I think it's easy to feed on that sort of adulation and admiration and so on. And it maybe it got out of control. But to see the clip of the Oprah performance is, he does things with the human spine that that even Dr. Detroit could not manipulate.
He's leaping up on the couch. He's bending down.
Yeah,
he's pumping his fist.
There's a certain kabuki theater quality to it. And from an image management standpoint, it's interesting as well, because Cruise, of course, recently made changes to the team that sort of informs his public persona to the extent that any team can ever do that for any star. And there are sort of amusing, I think, comparisons to be made to the Michael Jackson snafu that's currently unfolding daily. As a star's sense of control begins to unravel, you'll find that in the Jackson camp, people who were advising Jackson tended to have the last name Jackson. And in the case of Cruise, obviously her last name is not Cruise. They're from the Maypother clan, and her name is Leanne DeVette. But
his
publicity agent. And the fact is that family will never always be honest with you. They'll consider your feelings often before they'll consider the truth. And for her to be quoted in the New York Times as saying that she's heard nothing negative about the Oprah appearance, it just suggests how utterly divorced from reality that perspective is.
But Claude, has there been any real fallout from this? Has the studio done anything in reaction to what's been going on with Tom Cruise?
Well, from a business standpoint, beyond just the titillation of water cooler talk, yes. I mean, it appears that there is a saturation point, as any marketing executive worth his salt will tell you, where people can only take so much Tom Cruise in their diet and they start to rebel against it. And in fact, that may or may not be happening. It certainly looks as if it might be. DreamWorks has said they are scaling back in the way of, you know, the usual junketing that is done on a film. And so I think, in effect, you know, there's a saying that no publicity is bad publicity. Well, but too much publicity can be bad publicity. And, you know, you want people to absorb their recommended daily allowance of Cruise in conjunction with, in a suspension of War of the Worlds and Batman, not in an elixir of Katie and, you know, Oprah.
Claude Brodesser writes for Variety and Daily Variety. He hosts The Business. It's a public radio program about the entertainment industry on member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Madeline.